From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Amina Ali was among nearly 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram militants in a mass kidnapping at a school 2 years ago. Details of her rescue from a village near the town of Damboa remain unclear. A vigilante group is taking credit for the rescue. The head of the U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. A joint communique issued after international talks Monday in Vienna signaled that international powers, including the U.S., are set to provide arms and support to the Libyan government to fight the Islamic State group. Libya is currently under a UN arms embargo. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake of the same intensity struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake was 24 kilometers in depth and located north of the city of Rosa Zarate. Power outages have been reported. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications the foreign hackers are attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. Clapper spoke Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington. He said the FBI and Homeland Security officials are working with the presidential campaigns to counter the threats. This is VOA News. Venezuelan police fired tear gas at protesters in Caracas Wednesday. Thousands of protesters tried to reach the headquarters of the country's Electoral Commission to demand a referendum on recalling socialist President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Wednesday in Cairo with Egyptian President Adel Fattah el-Sisi. The two discussed ways to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. A State Department spokesman later said Kerry expressed his appreciation for Mr. Sisi's support for advancing Arab-Israeli peace. The spokesman did not elaborate on any specific new effort to renew the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. In a move to bolster his ruling coalition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has invited hardline nationalist Avigdor Lieberman to join his government. The two men met Wednesday. Political sources say Mr. Netanyahu agreed to Lieberman's demand to be appointed defense minister. Rescue workers in three Sri Lankan villages are digging through mud and debris, trying to find victims of huge landslides. At least 37 people are dead. Dozens of people are reported missing and are feared to have been buried alive. Flooding triggered by torrential rains caused the landslides. A U.S. airstrike has killed what are called two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the May 13th strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya, as well as a third militant. Myanmar State Councilor and Foreign Minister Aung San Suu Kyi says the Obama administration's decision to continue certain sanctions on Myanmar will not harm her country. On Tuesday, the Obama administration further eased financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reforms and economic growth and to facilitate U.S. trade with the country. But the U.S. also extended other sanctions in an effort to end human rights abuses and military trade with North Korea. Afghanistan is downgrading its representation to the international group trying to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. The action is a show of anger at Pakistan. Afghanistan says Pakistan needs to honor its commitments to take action against militant groups operating from Pakistan. The groups include the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network that Afghanistan and the United States say operate out of Pakistan to launch attacks in Afghanistan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.